Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Duh. Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah! It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruger Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently, it is 54 at Blue Springs.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday / post-election day?
Oh, man, we got some things to talk about. Feeling good. KCK, you got a sister for a mayor. Okay.
Yeah, major shout out to Crystal Watson at becoming the first black woman to serve as mayor. We'll dive into that later. And then, of course, independence. They'll be keeping their 4-day school week. So we'll...
I'm jealous.
We'll recap the results later in the show. So make sure you tap in. Of course, your TMG goes down into 23s. We got to talk about age being a barrier when it comes to music. Or feeling like you're aging yourself out.
Ooh, I can't wait for that. We got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. Oh! Come on. I'm feeling it today. Hump it out. Come on. Hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah.
Do
you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate.
Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
How do you walk the fine line between openness and gullibility? How do you keep yourself receptive to new ideas and information without falling for hoaxes and frauds? You listen, you question, you listen again, you look for collaboration. Those who are truthful are eager to offer details, to be challenged, to provide references. The world is so full of amazing discoveries and developments, it's foolish to dismiss anything out of hand. Unfortunately, clever deception also abounds, making it just as foolish to blindly accept unsupported pronouncements. Just because a story supports a narrative you agree with doesn't make it true. Just because several high-profile experts disagree with something doesn't make it false. Truth can be difficult to discern, yet it is not impossible and is worth the effort. Many of the factors that make falsehoods easy to promote also make truth more accessible than ever. The way to truth is not through any law or program or top-down scheme, but through individual responsibility and commitment to it. Do the work and spend the time to know what is true, and keep yourself open to all the wonder and value reality has to offer. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently, it is 54 with clear skies and KCK. We need to run them numbers. Sierra sits down on the Joe and Jada podcast and expresses how much music is ageless.
Like you talk about the power of music too. Music is ageless.
Oh yeah.
I remember having someone question me in a meeting, like, how are you going to stay relevant? And she asked me the question and I was like, I felt really offended because I'm like, what you talking
about? What
you mean? To me, the age limitation or the boundaries, like that's within me and how I communicate to my fans. You know, age ain't nothing but a number. Like that's the real thing. And music is ageless.
I highly disagree with that.
How do you, what part do you specifically disagree with?
A lot of music, it has a limit on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
A limit of playback or a limit of you don't want to hear an artist when they're 50 making an album?
Oh, both. Mm. I love T.I. Don't want to hear no new music from him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, and then going with the example of T.I., and I recently talked about this on my Brian's World podcast, you can find on YouTube, Be Shining. It's just certain music that I listened to in my 20s. I don't want to hear no more, for real. And, I don't think people going to be 65 listening to O.
65? I mean, if that's what you grew up with, you'll listen to your classics in a sense. But
ooh, can I hit on this real quick?
Yeah.
Just quickly.
Please.
One thing that millennials that we're experiencing and no other generation of listeners of music have experienced is music fatigue. Like, music has been so accessible for us at all forms.
Being right in the middle,
We can't get away from any music. So I feel like we have been open and listening to music and been exposed to so much stuff that sometimes I feel like we're getting tired of just being exposed to so much music sometimes. Maybe just a theory of mine, maybe it's just me.
Yeah. Well, this goes into our next conversation with Fat Joe. He admitted that turning 40 kind of left him a little depressed as he worried about what aging meant for his career. Now, of course, Fat Joe currently is 55, so he was reflecting on that moment, I believe, on his podcast, and he said, quote, "I've been rapping and I've been rapping in the game since I'm 19. So when I'm about to turn 40, all I know is standing on couches and popping bottles."
See?
But that 40 hit you, you know, a little different. And he said he was depressed. Now, since then, he had advice from other people that were in the industry, and he still produced more music afterwards. I just think for him, the way he expressed it, it looked different. It doesn't mean you have to stop doing something that you love, but maybe if you're going to be the rapper when you're in your 19, 20, maybe when you're 50, you're the CEO and you're helping someone else in their career, but you're still a part.
He's still trying to make music. Like the past, I know he done dropped some in the past 4 years or something like that, but it's like at the age of 50, 55, what are you rapping about?
I understand that too.
What are you talking about now? What do you have to say now?
I wouldn't mind it. It just depends. You just can't sound like it. It just can't seem. What are you talking about? Like, it has to match your aesthetic. That's the thing. Is the biggest thing. You can make music.
Talk about your dentures, dog. Talk about your Bluetooth pieces. Talk about your barbecue grill.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever is for you at 50, you should talk about.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103G.
Went to the polls yesterday.
Well, well, well.
Not Bagala. Went and made some decisions for Kansas City and surrounding areas. The fallout of the 2023 Jackson County property assessment cycle, it continued last night with 100% of the precincts reporting D. Jackson County citizens overwhelmingly approved making the county assessor an elected position.
Mm-hmm.
More than 90% of voters say yes. You rarely find
90%
of people agreeing on anything,
yeah,
especially in this day and age. So this just shows to me, y'all, that whatever you want changed in the city, and it's of the community and everybody agrees, you can get it done. Mm-hmm. So this has been going on for over 2 years and finally wrapped up that process.
Yeah.
Over in KCK.
They doing big things in the KCK.
You see it, D. Voters in Wyandotte County elected a new mayor / CEO of the unified government. And shout out to Ms. Crystal Watson. Defeated Rose Movani Henry. And she will become the next mayor, succeeding Tyrone Gardner, who did not seek re-election after one term. Here's Crystal last night.
So I guess I am making history as the first African American female mayor, and that is extremely exciting.
I know that's right.
We are in this together. And you, mayor that wants to work with you so that we can do what is in the best interest for Wyandotte County. I love Wyandotte County. I know you do too. Let's do this!
Okay, okay. I know Tez Carter, he over there proud, dog.
Oh, they finna have a little day party celebration. I already know. I'm gonna have to slide over there.
At Big 11 Lake.
Something like that. Yeah, major shout out to KCK.
Wyandotte!
Then over at Independence, the question was, will they keep their four-day school week? The answer is yes.
Much to the chagrin of Mayor Lucas, he didn't like that.
I'm little.
He got into it with the, I think it was superintendent of schools.
Was it?
In Independence, yeah, they got into a little on Twitter, so...
Oh, I like a and, little yeah, something on social media. Nothing too crazy.
And then last thing, the Kansas Republicans, they dropped a push to enter the nation's widening redistricting battle. Hmm. So, interesting things that came out. Plus, it was a lot of blue that voted yesterday, too, across the country.
Yes.
New mayor in New York City, mm-hmm. New Jersey, all type of stuff going on, y'all.
Yeah, I think people see what's going on and are actually making their way to the polls. It's unfortunate we got to this point, but here it is.
What's up? It's your boy, YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.3.
Shout out to all the cousins in that Hustle and Shine text line. They're going crazy today. Big shout out to Rich Harris, per usual. And Rich is actually sending some love to the KC Rattlers 4th grade boys basketball team. So okay. Shout out to them. Happy birthday to Jamori Rogers, Sweet 16. Do it big. Shout out to the Redmond kids over at Oak Grove. Major love to Anastasia. She wants to send some love to Crystal Watson, of course, becoming the first Black KCK mayor. Shout out to Jaden. That was sent over from your mama, Kiera. Big
your
shout
mama.
Out to Jewel Wade. Deuce JJ and Mary Saw, your mama said love you and don't forget you a genius. And she said a Johnson. So make sure you know what I'm saying. You got that last name behind you. Make sure you acted appropriately. And
Johnson Family Vacation.
Shout out to a co-worker, Yesenia Zamora. And then we got one more coming through. Shout out to Eva Williams at Kaufman. And then Stephen Duan. Big shout out to all the cousins hitting that line right now.
Yeah, and shout out to Tyrone Taylor too. Malachi Ross,
hey.
You know our cousin, he got a big fight coming up.
Got the hands.
So, yeah, man, shout out to Malachi Ross. Look, we might have to holler at him on the show coming up because I think he got something coming up this weekend, a big fight coming up soon. So
we just need to meet him in the gym.
Oh God.
I say get they in the ring what? With them. I think, you know, like, you know, let them teach us to, you know, do a little shadow boxing. Look.
Okay, look. What's your jab looking like, D? Remember, I told you about the jab a couple weeks ago. Remember we was outside?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
That wasn't you? That was you. When I was telling, I was like, yeah, I you know, I kind of know how to fight.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. That was like months ago. Because you started boxing, you was bobbing and weaving outside.
Yeah, man. You had me tripping for a second. I was like, did I do this to somebody else or something?
Right,
like,
no. Yeah, I do recall now. Yeah.
Malachi, shout out to you, man. We gonna holler at you, dog. Mm-hmm.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's 7:25 on your time. It's a high of 64. Currently 54 sunny skies at the landing. We're back to this conversation of who can really sing a sing. Cam Newton might be the new Wendy Williams as he's asking Mario, who can sing?
Trey Song.
Yeah, Trey can sing.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
Ray J.
You know what? Ray J can sing when he want to.
Bro, come on.
I said Ray J can sing. Like, he be doing runs and shit. He wrote some. Yeah, he can sing.
Jacquees.
Yeah, he can sing.
Yeah.
It's my kid.
But not to me, okay?
Okay, I get that. But I say he can sing.
We had this conversation last week of
no,
people
Cam
that...
No, Cam didn't.
What'd he say?
Talk about the king of R&B.
I love Jacquees. I listen to his music. It's a lot of people that can sing versus sing. That's the thing. A lot of people can carry a tune. But that don't mean you can shine.
Facts.
And that's okay. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. I told you a couple people that's on my list of people I feel like can sing.
And spit it out.
I already told you. I said I feel
we
like
want to hear it again.
I feel like El DeBarge can't sing.
You are crazy.
And that is where I stand with that. The Weeknd, I don't think he can sing either.
Of R&B, ribs and barbecue. rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
It's just certain people that when you, I mean, and even I know back in the day, you know, people was like with Keith Sweat, it's like,
yeah, they say that about Keith, unfortunately.
I understand what people are saying. Some of these people could carry a tune, but let's be real.
Man, 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 I know.
Right, I can do that too. Switch it over. Comedian Dion Cole says, knowing the legends / celebrities is a part of your job regardless of your age.
So they hired this person to come to the award shows and do vaccine shit. Right, tonight. He was going up to people like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Wale.
Like,
he ain't know who the hell Wale
I don't know
is.
Who that is. And his excuse was, don't blame me because I'm young.
Right.
And that was so disrespectful to me.
D, we had this conversation all the time, and I'm right with Dion Cole. Like, there's no reason, especially now with information being everywhere, that you don't know who certain people are.
All I have to say is, you don't know what you don't know. So you can't look up what you don't know.
Well, go find another business then.
But the thing is, you should not get offended if people don't know you personally, because there's also an ego involved of you feeling like everybody should know you in the room.
Oh, I don't feel like that
at all.
But
that's how some of the, that's what you're saying when you're like, well, you should know who I am.
No. I'm talking about other people of other things and music and common knowledge in
well,
our
Wale
industry.
Was offended, and Wale of all people should not have been offended.
He was offended that nobody knew him?
He was offended that Cassinat did not know who he was when they ran into each
that
other.
That's typical Wale. That's so Bootsy.
So you see how B-Shine just
so
switched his tune.
That is so dog. What? He ain't no legend. That?
Yeah, but you don't have to be. That's the conversation. Should they know or not? It sound like you on my side now. I love the way that just worked. That's the word of gossip.
You definitely flipped it on me. We'll have to have a longer conversation about that.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
D, this morning we got a special guest, and I hope you got your political hat on. It might be, is it red? I don't know. We might discuss that a little later. But my man, Jake Tapper from CNN, he's also a number one New York Times best-selling author. Good morning, Jake. How you feeling?
I feel great, and I'm saying hi to all my friends in Kansas City, where my wife is from and where I got married.
Okay.
Do you know what high school she went to?
Yeah.
She went to St. Joe High, so outside Kansas City.
Got you. Okay.
Excellent. Okay, so Jake, we got to put you through the barbecue. We got to put you through the barbecue rigor real quick. What's your favorite one? Which one stands out to you?
Slaps? Is that
really?
That's a good one.
In KCK?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had Jack Stack?
Yes, of course. It's amazing. I don't have a favorite. They're all unbelievable.
Okay.
Smart man.
Very smart. Well, he is smart, and definitely he showcases his brain in the new book, Race Against Terror. Now, I understand that this is a book about covering someone from Al-Qaeda who is essentially killing U.S. soldiers.
That's right.
Can you tell us the difference between the approach to terrorism between Bush, Obama, and now Trump? What are the differences in those mythologies?
Well, obviously Bush instituted a bunch of methods that people criticized later when it came to Guantanamo and trying people as enemy combatants and on and on. This book is about the Obama era, where Obama decided that he wanted to try terrorists in U.S. criminal courts. And this guy in my book, Spin Ghoul, is the only foreign terrorist ever tried in a U.S. criminal court for killing service members in a war zone. And it tells the story of how he gets picked up by the Italians during the Arab Spring. The Americans come over, hear him confess, and the Italians say, great, take him, we don't want him. And there is a race to prove the case against Spin Ghoul, the terrorist, because Obama is not sending any new people to Guantanamo. So they have to prove a case. So it's all about the detective work. It's all about the sleuthing, finding a fingerprint, finding witness testimony. And it's all the stuff that I love from TV shows like CSI or Cold Case, the detective work. And that's what the book is mainly about.
Now, I have to ask you, Jake, as a journalist and an anchor, a little bit outside of the book, but from your experience in those fields, especially being on CNN, do you fear losing a voice in media to speak for those who can't speak for themselves? I ask this just because of the time period we live in. And some of the things, even as late as of Jimmy Kimmel happening and then Rosie O'Donnell speaking on some things, and there being some backlash there. But as a media personality, how do you feel about the future of our country when it comes to freedom of speech?
I'm concerned about it. I mean, I'm afraid about the control of the media by a handful of billionaires and the effort to silence voices using the instruments of government, as happened with Jimmy Kimmel. I'm less concerned about people like Jimmy Kimmel losing their voice and more concerned about news media not being able to cover the voices of the truly voiceless, the poor people, people suffering from opioid addiction, people suffering from various forms of poverty or failing schools, all the things that news media is supposed to be covering to benefit the public, to shine a light on things that need to be improved. And I worry that the further consolidation of media outlets under oligarchs will crowd out those voices, will silence those voices. And then it will not be the kind of news media that we need and deserve, but instead a news media focused on dividing us, focused on praising people in power instead of holding them to account. I am very worried about all of that.
With you talked about consolidation. Well, you know, Trump is trying to consolidate the government. It seems like he only wants a few people working in the government. But with that being said, you know, it seems like the world is much more dangerous and much more frightful. How has Trump's effect on politics the past couple of years? How would this have a ripple effect for the future of politics in America?
It's tough to know what the long-term effect of Trump and Trumpism will be. So much of his skills as a politician only apply to him. Like when there's a midterm election and he's not on the ballot, it's very difficult for him to transfer his popularity among his base to others. I don't know if others will be able to follow his example in terms of his use of hard power abroad, his use of bullying, as critics will have it, etc. It's tough to know what the long-term impact will be. I do worry about how nasty and personal politics has gotten from in the last, you know, 10 years. I hope it's not long-lasting, but maybe it will be. I don't know.
Going back to your book, Race Against Terror, Chasing an Al-Qaeda Killer at the Dawn of the Forever War, Jake, what are some of the things that you discovered in writing this book that you didn't even know going into trying to investigate an international crime?
I did not know how incredibly interesting the detective work done by prosecutors and the FBI could be, and also how hardworking they are. It is really remarkable the degrees to which the travel they made around the world, how hard they worked to track down evidence to put this one guy away, to make us safer. Because if Spingol had been allowed to go to a refugee camp, as the Italians would have had, and he escaped, he would have killed as many Americans as possible. So that detective work, which was so interesting to learn about and to write about, I had no idea that it was so cool, and that they worked so hard to do that kind of thing, to lock terrorists up.
How will he be able to pull that off? As like, how do you even confess that I want to kill as many Americans as possible? Was he sane? Was there anything wrong with him?
So it's quite possible there was something wrong with him, because he was a zealot and a terrorist. So just to begin with, but also he had just gotten out of a Libyan prison where he'd been held for 5 years or so and tortured. Beyond that, though, I think he was just very proud of his work as a terrorist. He thought of what he did the same way that Mahomes thinks of his work as a quarterback. This is what he does, and he's really good at it, and he's happy to talk about it. And I'm not comparing Mahomes to a terrorist, just for the record, but I'm just saying, like, this is what... This is how terrorists think.
I don't know. The Raiders might think he's a terrorist, and everybody else in the NFL. It's all good, though. A part legal thriller, part war reportage, Race Against Terror. It's an extraordinary book. And thank you for mailing me my book. I'm definitely going to tap in. I'm probably going to buy the audio book. and listen to it that way.
But I taped it myself.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to buy that then. So it's available everywhere where books are sold. Race Against Terror by Jake Tappers, number one New York Times bestselling author. Thank you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. You have been a real treat. Have a good one and be a blessing. Oh, and when you come back to Kansas City, Hustle and Shine, we're taking you on a barbecue tour.
Absolutely.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Have a good one.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
Okay.
Now, this is a phrase that I feel like our community, we say a lot. It's who all over there?
Yeah, baby.
Or maybe who gonna be there? Hello. You ever heard that phrase just mentioned casually?
Oh, I say it all the time.
So, the context behind it is simple. Say your friend is having a shindig, a get-together. And maybe you just kind of want to know who in the world going to be there because I think that I might not really want to go.
You're going to have a wang-dang doodle,
depending
y'all.
If certain people in the building.
Whoop-dee-doo.
So when you get invited to a situation, they're like, yeah, girl, I'm finna do this at my, you know, do a little cheeks watch party at the house. You should come on over. And your answer isn't like, yeah, girl, I'll be there. Your answer is, who all going to be there?
Period.
Who all over there?
Mm-hmm.
Because you probably don't want to go low-key.
Mm.
You're going to find out cousin them is over there and you beefing with them because they owe you money that they ain't paid you for, but they out there flexing on the gram. Mm. I don't think I need to be there.
Me neither.
You might be able to use that in the workplace, too. Maybe it's a staff meeting that you want to have.
Yes, 100%.
A staff meeting and your boss is like, hey, we're gonna sit down with so-and-so. And you're like, wait, who all going to be there?
No, we not.
Because I might not be there. Hello. So, yeah, ask that question before you go places.
Like Magic Johnson. I ain't gonna be there.
Yeah, baby.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:26 on your time. It's a high of 63. Currently, it is 52. Sunny skies at KC Moe City Hall. The former First Lady Michelle Obama reacts to former President Barack Obama's recent viral moment and how they kind of been getting their groove back.
That's my man. The other part of the 60s when your kids are launched and it's us.
Yeah.
Finally, we look back at each other and go, oh, I love you. I remember you.
There you are.
There you are. Where have you been all
these
years?
There you are. I love that. Yeah. You still think he's fine? That's the word he used.
God, he is handsome. Mm-hmm. He gets more handsome with age. The graying is good.
Yes.
Even though, look,
he can go gray,
yes. But I'm not.
Okay. Barack been breaking her off.
Ew.
Yikes.
What?
No, I just said yikes.
Yikes. That's natural. How you think you got
it? It's just like certain people you don't want to even think of that. Like,
you know, we got Barack Obama. You know, what he said to Michelle.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
That's what he was saying.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
That's what he be saying to Michelle.
But I do love the fact that they're at this stage of their life, the kids out the house so they can focus more on each other. He's not in office and they can just be and focus on each other.
Michelle.
You looking pretty thick.
That must be jam because jelly don't shake like that.
Switching into some minor headlines. If you were a fan of the hit show Snowfall, as I was, they're developing a spinoff. Now this will star the characters that play Wanda and Leon Simmons on the show. So I don't know when the deadline is for this to even be a thought of it on the TV screens, but it is in the works. And also switching off, according to TMZ, Diddy, he's over at Fort Dix right now, and he's telling multiple inmates that he'll be getting a presidential pardon from Donald Trump. Now, this is alleged. I'll say it again if you say it.
For what?
Woot dee doo.
I knew you wouldn't do it.
Is it D-I-X?
What is that? How do you pronounce that?
Fort Dix.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Woot dee doo.
I didn't think you would do it. But that is where he's being held right now. And
I thought they put him there.
Their source claims that Diddy isn't just openly talking about a pardon, but also alleging telling inmates that he will, once he gets out, he'll help them.
Time to get it up and make it happen.
This is what TMZ is saying. If we can get it out.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season.
Hey, Happy birthday to those protective, intense, and resourceful Scorpios.
Happy birthday. Put your hands
sending
up.
Over a big happy birthday to actor Seth Gilliam. A happy heavenly birthday to singer known for her disco records, Lolita Holloway. Sending over a happy birthday to the NFL star known for his dance moves, Odell Beckham Jr. A happy birthday to one of my cousins. You better live it up for your birthday. Happy B-Day to Cornbread. Happy birthday to rapper Forbats. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to reality star Kris Jenner.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Preston Knee, Erica Davis, and Larry Collier. Sending birthday love to Vanessa Monique, Baldo Lopez, and Sonia Navarro. Happy birthday, Alyssa Griffin, Lee Harris, and Loon Corleone. Plus, sending birthday love to Jared Lovingood, Chrissy Jackson. A big special happy birthday to Kalina James and everybody else born on November 5th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
What's up, cousin? What's up, cousin? It's Ann.
What's up? What you doing, cousin?
Just dropped my daughter off at the bus stop.
Okay.
How about you?
All right, we good. What that check engine light looking like, man?
Man, you know I ain't got one on.
Stop playing on his top. You already know.
Man.
All right, cousin. Look, we got two tickets to send you to go see New Edition. Go ahead and finish these lyrics.
And the glamour, give me these with a rubber hammer. My grandma feeds Ebonics, gin and tonic and chronic. Scratch bionic, it's ironic. Slamming haters like tonics. Lunatics to the day I died. I run more game in the pool of silence. I'm going
down, down, baby. Your street in the Range Rover. Street sweeper, baby. Cock ready to let it go. Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa wood. Give it to me now.
Light it up, take a puff, pass it to me now.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I just imagine.
City,
that's right, yeah, switching up to Kansas City. Yeah, we
that's so
talking
cute.
That St. Louis. Yeah.
That's cute. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
All right, cousin, you did that. You getting them two tickets to go see New Edition, and now your name is also qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Who are you going to take with you to the tour?
I'm going to take my wife with me.
Period.
Yes, sir.
My ride or die.
A1, day one, huh?
26 years.
Oh, that's major. Congratulations to you both on that.
Thanks.
All right, man. Tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine. Hot 103.
Making that real, man.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever heard of achievement culture? An article in Monitor on Psychology reported a journalist by the name of Jennifer Wallace, who partnered with researchers to answer the mysterious question of why depression, anxiety, and other similar concerns were increasing among students at high-achieving schools. Students with too much pressure competitively and individually were experiencing mental health problems. They were seeking to be good enough. Dr. Leary of Duke University suggested that the internet was creating a world that our brains were not designed to manage, especially in the world of comparison. What has been a solution to high achievers? Mattering. Simply just loving someone for who they are, in spite of their flaws, setbacks, or achievements, can spare individuals of unnecessary mental health challenges. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya. Hustle and shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams.